12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everybody, and welcome to Otherworld Seattle. This is episode 7. I've got some awesome players with me. Let's start with Mac.
Hey guys, I'm Mac, and I'm going to be playing Cecil Mulgrove, who is apparently wanted by scary people.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, who is in a super secret relationship and currently using her parents' mortuary as a Scooby base.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holfen here, playing Sean Charles, and I don't know what's going on with this guy this week. Everything's weird. Everything just got real weird last week, so just here for the ride.
Hello, I'm Saint, and playing Bailey, and honestly, she is just recovering from our most recent psychological bomb.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Maribel Ochoa, and she is trying to literally save her bacon. Saving Cecil's bacon, but you know. Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Last time we were all together, the Men in Black made a really sweeping move to try to get to all of you in order to find Cecil and pin her down and get her story, is what they're saying they want. But it feels a little bit more diabolical. They're going after parents, and a group showed up at Bailey's house, and Emily got rid of them handedly, luckily. Those all rhymed. I realized that at the end. And Shannon, which is the ghost lover of Mira, ended up killing the one that had come by the house, and Shannon ended up following the other man in black to the mortuary, deciding that Mira's parents were in danger, and ended up killing that man in black as well, and then having breakfast, which isn't disconcerting at all. Then you called up to make sure that Elijah was okay, and you found out that Elijah has been dead for a year and has been basically fogging your brain to make you forget that fact so you wouldn't forget him, because he doesn't want to leave this plane of existence. Even though that's a very quick wrap-up of everything that we did, because it was a lot, that really does sum everything up. Oh, and you finally got to meet Themis. She is the aunt of Zeus and a lawyer. She showed up at the mortuary. She let you know that her associates were looking for Bacon, who has been kidnapped and is being tortured. They tried to do similar things to Maribel, but she was able to intimidate her way out of the situation. They're searching for the warehouse that Bacon is in. You all were talking, and the last thing, I think it was Bailey, said, you know, hey, everything is true. And Themis goes, yes, I believe everything is true. And then we ended the episode.
You left out the most important part.
What part?
That Themis is a glorious giant woman.
Oh, I was going to go back over that. Yeah, Themis is like, and she's in heels, I realize, so she's probably more around like 7 foot something, but she is really tall and muscular, just an incredible looking woman, statuesque kind of woman. And she's dressed in like this flowing Grecian dress and everything like that. So yeah, she is breathtaking to all.
Themis says, you know, I'm not willing to say what is out there, I don't know. There are so many things that we don't understand. And I don't see any point in telling someone that their experiences aren't real because I personally have not experienced it. The world is much more complicated than that.
Damn right.
She goes, anyway, I need to get going. So, my lovelies, do me a few favors. Try to stay together in pairs. Zeus said to come by the Holy Roast at some point. Make sure that if you are caught, that you do not say anything and you ask for a lawyer. We are going to try to keep Cecil out of their hands. So, just be careful. Okay?
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like I said last time, she's on these heels and walks very gracefully back to her extremely expensive Bentley and gets in and roars off.
She's one of those women that you look at her like, I want to be her when I grow up.
Basically, yes. You watch her drive away. You're standing there on the grass of the mortuary again. What do you do now? Everyone's still like
shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked.
A lot has happened.
Maribel, are your parents okay?
I mean, I got to call them to find out. And then it's just so freaky because that thing that I hugged really felt, even smelled like my dad. I mean, had me fooled, you know? So how do I even know if who I'm talking to on the phone or seeing is actually them?
Yeah.
I mean, we never know.
Thanks, Cecil.
It's kind of true, though. I mean, at some point, we do have to take it on trust that the people that we're talking to are our people. But you could try to, like, slip in something that only your parents would actually know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Can I use your phone just to go call my mom?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just saying, maybe we should all just go inside for a minute and sit, I guess.
Yeah, there's a bunch of leftovers in the fridge if y'all want to have a...
Yeah.
Leftovers in the fridge in a mortuary. That right. Seems very dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the upstairs part. What do you... Like, man.
It's just something about... Like, just
you're
psychologically.
No fun anymore.
So you call up your parents, Maribel, and your mother answers the phone, and your dad answers the other phone.
Are you okay?
I was calling to ask you the same thing. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, it was frightening. I mean, they came in, they said you had done some kind of theft and needed to talk to you, and then they ended up tying us up, and we didn't know what to do.
There's only so much that I'm willing to say over the phone, because they could be listening.
I understand that. No.
But just so I'm sure, what was the name of my favorite stuffed animal when I was little?
Protractus? We don't even know where you got that name.
You remembered.
You held on to Protractus for years.
Protractus.
He ruled over them all.
Okay, well, just know I love you guys, and I'm glad you're okay, and I'm sorry for everything.
Are you free? Like, did they let you out? Obviously, or is this your one phone call? What's going on?
No, I'm free. We have a lawyer that a friend of ours got us. She's working for us for free. And yeah, you... Don't worry, and I was not involved in any theft. That's a bunch of bull.
Okay, well, keep in touch. Please keep in touch and let us know what's going on. And if you come back out here, just know that we buy our wood in town. We don't cut it out front anymore, so your dad hasn't cut wood in a while. So that should be an indication it's not me.
Okay, thanks. That's good to know.
All right. So you hang up. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we move on?
The only thing that's sticking out in my head is how these people with Greek names look like Greek gods. And
let's not unwind that too much. I feel like we've had enough surprises for a day.
Okay.
And I am okay.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, I was wondering, how did Zeus still have power when everybody else didn't?
Yeah.
He has a generator. He said he had a generator. He has a generator.
Did you hear a generator?
It was pretty quiet. I went outside. There was nothing out there.
I mean, it could have been in the basement or something. Who knows? Like, it's not like the generator would have been outside.
I'm just saying, it then would have had to be in the building, which would have been more likely for us to hear.
And now that I think about it, how many 7 feet tall women do you know or have you ever seen in your lifetime?
Not enough, obviously.
They're tall people. She was wearing heels.
She's gorgeous.
And, you know, their heels are rarely multiple feet. I'm just saying, it's quite interesting.
Oh, they clearly have something going on. They're yeah. definitely, you know, some kind of pin on the board there. But they seem to be on our side, and I'm pretty happy for that right now.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, let sleeping Greeks lie.
Exactly. Let's just not pull at threads. We need all the friends we can get.
Pulling threads would be a very Greek thing to do.
And that's how people get turned into cows for decades.
Or yes. sometimes marry a god. I'm just saying, y'all thought she was pretty hot. Anyway, it's not out of animosity. Just now that I'm questioning my very reality every day, this has occurred to me as a person in this reality now.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. Nothing to poke. No, we don't want to poke any bears. We've already seen a literal Sasquatch, but...
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we've already got ghosts and Sasquatches and shape-shifting robots and...
Oh, my.
You know,
I'm feeling pretty full up here, so I'm just going to let that one go.
We're just going to close our eyes. Okay.
Ooh, that sounds good. I haven't slept in a very long time. The yeah. coffee is wearing off.
Yeah. What time is this now?
It's probably 11 in the morning, and you all have been going pretty hard for a while. So going back to your respective hidey holes and going to sleep, it might be a good idea at this point. The question is who's going to pair off with who, or are you going to take Themis's advice?
Oh, I'm definitely taking Themis's advice. I mean,
yeah,
those men in black are probably not done with us, so...
Not at all.
I have a pull-out couch, so anyone who wants to come to my place, you know.
Dibs.
Got it. So fast.
What about the rest of you?
I can't skip out on work, so if somebody wants to crash on a couch here... We don't have any viewings today, so you can just chill in the viewing room.
Yeah, nope, not gonna do that. Nope, that's too weird. Bailey, what's your plan?
I mean, we're all gonna end up there eventually, guys. It's a natural part of life.
Actually, at this point, I'm not so much worried about the death. I'm just more like a high likelihood of more ghosts. Mm. And again, I'm full up. So
very fair, very yeah. fair. Yeah, I'm thinking, as much as I've now grown numb to the smell of formaldehyde, I need a breather.
And your house, Sean, is ripped up.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you remember, they tore your place apart, so
That's true, they did. I was actually thinking I was just gonna go back to Weirdo Video and curl up in the back.
Okay. You can do that. Do you want to go along, Bailey, and do that as well? Or do you want to stay at the house?
I don't know. It feels like Grandma Emily is a safer bet than walking in on another hippie orgy.
Yeah, I kind of... But, oh, God, splitting up just feels so obviously dumb.
Yeah.
It's clearly we've been told not to do this. But I'm also thinking, I want to practice with the gun. But I'm like, I can't just shoot in the backyard of this old, wonderful woman's house. So
I'd sleep before you practiced.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sleeping. Yeah. Okay. I'll risk it. I'll go over there on my own.
So you all go your separate ways. And I'm going to say that you crash out pretty hard. that the mental stress of all of this causes you to just sack out. Once you're done with your day, Mira, you two go back to your house, and the mess has been cleaned up, and it's all pristine, but Shannon isn't there. You wait for a little bit, and then you fall asleep. And the next morning, around 11 o'clock, it's a Sunday, you're all getting up, and I'm going to say that this was a 24-hour rest, which means all of you get a one resolve point back for resting. I know it's not a lot, but hey, it's one resolve point.
It matters.
It yes. matters.
Yes, yes.
Maribel and Cecil, you are waking up. Maribel, your phone rings, and it's Nathan, your boss. It was,
hey, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Just waking up. What's up?
So, we have an event today in one of our parks, and we had a few of our volunteers unvolunteer, and so we need some people who know the local area to just make sure that the participants in the sports events stay inside the areas they're supposed to stay. I don't want a repeat of the campers, obviously. This is a more open area. It's not nearly as densely wooded. So I was wondering if you and any of your friends might want to make some money today and come out here and help us wrangle people and make sure they don't wander off into the woods.
Well, let me make a few phone calls and I'll give you a call back.
Great. I really, really appreciate it. I got three people that called out. I think that the whole camper thing spooked them, so.
Well, I mean, you know what we saw, right?
I put that out of my mind and now have coffee, so no, I don't. I don't remember what we saw, and I'm moving on from that moment. Anyway, call me back and let me know what she can do. I appreciate it.
Okay. So I just, you know, I asked Cecil. Cecil, you down for making a little cash?
I mean, always.
Because, you know, my boss said they have this event. It's like this, you know, games and sports and stuff. And we just basically have to keep people from going out of the open area and into the woods. Just keeping them in the open area. So we ourselves don't have to go into the woods either.
Sounds fair enough to me.
Okay, cool deal. And so then I start calling the rest. Same thing.
Okay. So how many people want to do this and how many people want to do other stuff?
I think I actually want to find a library today.
Cool.
And the big selling point is it's not supernatural. It's just normal.
Let's be fair. Nothing is normal.
Yep.
Bailey, if you want to go to the library, that is, well, I mean, it is a Sunday, so finding an open library on Sunday is going to be a 0% roll.
Damn it. Okay, then we'll save it for later.
I'm just being realistic.
No, for sure. I appreciate it. I need some constancy in this crazy world. Yes. So then, okay, we'll save that for later, because, I'm still thinking about that Greek god stuff. But, okay. So it's not open. Then I'll help out because I'm curious to see what nonsense happens during this time. Like, okay, we all know we're not safe. I must document the nonsense.
Mira, what are your plans? Shannon has not shown back up, so you don't know where she is at this point.
Well, is the brooch around or no?
No, the brooch isn't there. Everything is perfectly cleaned and taken care of. And she's not there, and the brooch isn't there.
Well, the last time I saw her was at the mortuary. So I'm going to go by and see if I can find, like, maybe the brooch is there?
So you're not going to do the event?
I think I'll do it, like, on the way. I would like to spend some time with my friends. We've gone through a lot. And, like, even though I really feel like I don't understand why people would want to, like, go out during the day,
yeah,
and spend that much time outside getting sweaty and gross, but like
I feel you. I get you. So we'll do that scene in just a second then.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, before Maribel calls you, you hear a knock on the door at Weirdo Videos.
Yeah, I don't answer it. We're closed.
Well, no, it's on the door that in the back room. So they're already in the building.
Yeah, I'm still not answering.
Then after a moment, you hear Freedom say, hey, man, are you okay? Are you in there?
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing.
All right, look, if you're having a hard time or it's a bad trip, just relax, take your time. And when you want to talk or if you need anything, let me know. I'll be in my office. Oh, and there's some kid out front who wants to talk to you. Elijah or something. I didn't let him in because I didn't know the state of how your mind was right now. So, you know, just you do you, man. And I'll be in my office. And you hear him walk away. And we'll say that's when the phone rings.
Hello?
Hey, Sean, it's Maribel.
Maribel, Elijah is here.
Okay, cool. Well, he may want to come with, but...
Are we doing that?
Well, okay, my boss is shorthanded for today, so there's an opportunity to make some extra money and also just kind of be around stuff that's normal for a little bit.
We think that's a real chance of that here?
Well, we're actually not going into the woods. We're in an open field and trying to keep people from going into the woods. We're just kind of corralling people.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
It's for a sporting, you know, event.
Well, okay. But I don't know what to do because Elijah is here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that I'm up for that.
Okay.
I'm just going to, like, hide here for a while.
Okay, cool. I mean, Elijah could tag along.
Are we doing that?
Well, I mean, I was okay with it, like I said, as long as certain rules are followed, but, you know, I know not everybody was.
Man, I don't know.
Okay, well, if you change your mind, we're going to be here.
And I gave him the where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Sean, are you literally just going to stay in that room for as long as possible and duck your head out later?
I'm trying to remember if there's a back door out of here.
Of course there is, yeah. You don't sell that much weed through a video store without a back door.
So I might try to sneak out the back door.
Sure. I'm not going to make you roll. You can totally sneak out and GTFO.
I am definitely going to sneak out. I'm trying to remember where my car is.
We can say it's parked down the street. So you sneak out real fast. Where are you headed to? Maribel's or someplace else? Your own house? Holy Roast?
I guess I should head to where Maribel told me. I guess I'll head in with the group just so I'm not alone. And I can't go to a library myself today.
Right.
I had a fleeting thought about going to the witch house, but...
So if you want to go to the witch house, you can. I'm not corralling you guys towards this event. If you want to do other things, you can totally do other things. It is your call.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go to the woods because that's where everyone is. And then, because I definitely do not want to go to the witch house alone.
Maybe convince everybody to go to the witch house together.
Okay. Exactly.
Before we go, does Maribel have a computer? By any chance?
Maybe?
Just curious, even maybe. If it's like an older, janky computer. Cecil would be helping herself to leftovers and trying to check and see if she's gotten any pings or messages from all the uploads.
She maybe has an Apple IIe.
Make a luck roll for me, because she's our granola tree-hugging person. She might not have the tech that you need.
Nope, I did not make my luck roll.
Yeah, no, she's...
All right.
She is very much closer to the woods than to anything else at this point.
Yeah.
So, Mira, you show up at work, and your dad comes upstairs from the prep room and says, oh, are you here to work?
No, not today. Day off, remember?
Oh, I could really use your help.
I know, but I'm volunteering at this event, Dad.
Okay. All right.
You told me to get out more, remember?
Yeah, I get out more for sure. Get out more with your family was really the underlying message with that.
Yeah.
Your family. Not so much just out.
Either way, have you seen Shannon?
Yeah, she was here this morning.
Oh, cool.
She had breakfast with your mom. She seems very nice.
Yeah, she's cool.
She was here like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, so I just missed her then.
Yep.
Thanks.
Sure you can't stay?
I gotta run.
All right, fine. Love you, dear.
Love you, Dad.
Okay.
I'm just gonna like search around the kitchen or search around like where, you know, she might have been, like once my dad goes back down to work and see if like, it's like Shannon.
Nope, no brooch anywhere.
Where did you go? Why are you having meals with my parents and avoiding me?
You're getting literally ghosted.
That's funny. Do you go back to your place or do you head to the forest?
Well, at least she's not like kidnapped or ghost-snapped.
Okay.
By the witch woman who eats ghosts. So I am going to go to the woods.
All right. So you all show up. And this is not like a field. There's trees. There's quite a few trees, but there's like 10 or 20 feet between each tree. It's pretty open. It's not a dense forest. And when you park and you start to walk up, you notice that everybody here seems to be wearing foam armor and have foam weapons and shields. And they're congregating together. And Nathan, who is dressed like a wizard, is standing on a picnic table explaining what the rules are for today's LARP. You're not allowed to go outside the boundaries that the volunteers, and then the second he says volunteers and sees you all slowly approaching the camp area, goes, and here's our volunteers now. They're going to make sure that you're safe and you're staying within the bounds. Please listen to them. Their word is law. And he goes over the rules for the day's LARP. And they start to disperse. And Nathan walks over and says, hey, how you doing? This was the event that I was talking about. I didn't really want to say what the event was because I thought you would think I was weird. But here we are.
Well, I already think you're weird, Nathan, but, well, okay. As long as we don't have to know what we're doing.
No, you just have to keep them out of the woods.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
And it's just us?
No, there's other people.
Okay.
It's a pretty big area, but we basically want just lookouts around the perimeter because we don't want somebody disappearing on us again. We had a really big turnout of 45 people. So, you know, with that amount, we can swing about $10 a person, maybe 15 if we sell enough drinks. It'll last about 4 hours. Right now it's about noon. So, and it's going to start out around 1. So you'll be here until 4 or 5 about, and then you'll be free to do what you want to do. Any questions?
How many points of historical accuracy am I allowed to make about this event?
I gotta warn against that. Some of these people are just, they're really out there. And he's saying this while having a wizard's hat on.
I was about to say, historical wizards? Already.
Oh no, there's historical wizards. I mean, come on, I don't have time to go into this.
This is a fantasy game, but, you know, it's very... There are some people who will get very persnickety about their costumes and historical accuracy. It's like, look, if you can believe in that a sock is a goblin and that you're doing damage by hitting it with a foam sword, But beyond that, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, enjoy yourself. It's called GMing, so I'm running the game. So if you need anything, let me know. I'll be over in the castle or, you know, cabin number 4.
Okay, and I guess I'm assuming we have walkie-talkies.
Yeah, you have walkie-talkies.
And I brought my camcorder because, of course, I just want to show it me like, this is cool, right? I'm just, you know, just making it historical.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to care if you take,
We should take, we'll get some B-roll.
Yeah,
definitely.
I brought a giant black umbrella. I use it as a weapon in case anyone gets close to me.
The thing that strikes you the most as you're watching this event, a couple hours goes by, the math, the amount of just off-the-cuff math these people are able to do is incredible. They are stringing together these huge numbers as they throw different colored bean bags at each other and cast spells and do all this different stuff. And about 2.5 hours in, Cecil, you're out on the perimeter and you all are kind of walking these paths to make sure nobody goes beyond. And this woman, about your age, walks up and she has on robes and has a little bag of like the spells that she pulls out and throws at people that you've seen a few times. And she goes, I have a question. There's a monster over there that hasn't moved. It looks wonderful. I mean, it looks almost real. Is that the main boss for the end of the game?
Can I see what she's looking at?
No, you'd have to walk over to where she came from.
Monster that looks better than the other monsters, you say?
Well, that's why I think it's the boss, because you'd spend the most money on the last one, and it hasn't moved. It's just sitting there.
I don't know. None of this makes any sense to me. I mean, you guys are all just higgledy-piggledy with how you're running things.
I'm not really high enough level to fight a boss by myself, and I just want to know if I need to go get a couple of elves and maybe a dwarf and take them out. I don't know if this is... That's why I'm asking, because it's on the perimeter. It's just beyond the perimeter, and so that's why...
Can you point it out to me?
Sure. So you walk a little ways and you come up over a thing, and standing next to a tree is Bigfoot. But this time he's got a huge axe in his right hand, and he's just standing there staring at the people who are throughout the area, not moving. Can you make a resolve check for me?
No. I got a 78 over my 62.
Oh, all right.
Shit.
Oof, you take 6 points.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad one. So you need to make a luck roll for me. It's a 50-50 luck roll.
Shit.
Oh, I got a 26 under my 40.
Okay, so you're in control of your fear. It shocks you. Yeah, she goes, I don't know if I agree with the anatomically correct part, but, you know, we do like realism. I mean, he is a giant, right? That's...
Yeah, maybe go back and find those elves and dwarves you were talking about. Yeah, you should totally go round them up and, like, I'm trying to, like, push her to, like, go away so that I can radio in.
Give me a persuade roll.
Oh, no. Where's my persuade? My persuade sucks. Can I fast talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, please let me fast talk. Ooh, I got a 17.
You do your thing, and she's like, oh, okay, I'll go get the others.
Yeah, you gotta just go and, like, do the thing, and, you want to make sure you've got the right spells for this, and he's got a pretty nasty-looking axe over there. I mean, it's like some high-quality foam going on, so...
So she's out of earshot. And you click on your radio. Usually what you do on these radios is tell someone to go to channel 5 or whatever so you can have a private conversation. Or do you just say, Bigfoot?
I do not just say Bigfoot.
It's like, Maribel to 2, please. Maribel to 2.
Pretty much. I'm trying to think if there's something that I could reference that, like, they would all... understand. How many more volunteers are there besides us?
I'm going to say 10 altogether, because it's a pretty large area, so there's 15 of you in all.
When did Buffy come out? Would Scoobies be a reference that they would understand at that point?
I think absolutely.
I think, okay. Yeah, if you say Scooby Gang, everyone knows the Scooby Gang.
Yeah.
Scooby's to channel 5, please. Scooby's to channel 5.
Okay.
All right.
Turn to channel 5.
Switch to channel 5.
So, our good friend, the Squatch, perhaps Mr. Squatch, is here. I'm looking at him, and he came with an axe this time.
We gotta get these people out of here.
Oh, God.
Like, now.
Yeah, yeah.
As you're talking, Cecil, he slowly turns his head towards where you're at.
Unclick my thing. I'm just gonna start screaming fire.
Okay.
Just to try and see if I can, like, get people to, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
All right. So you start screaming fire. You're out on the perimeter. Everybody else is more closely into the main area. Do you want to move into the interior a little bit more before you start yelling? I need to know how you do this, basically.
Okay. I'm just going to come... I'm going to start booking it towards people because I don't have to outrun the Sasquatch. I just have to outrun other people.
okay.
But I'm going to start, like, moving very hurriedly towards everybody and be like, fire, there's a big fire going on. I saw a fire. We should go. Everybody needs to stop. We need to assess the situation. But, like, I'm moving towards the interior.
Okay, so all of you suddenly hear the echoes off the trees and whatever of fire. For those of you old enough to remember Sundays, they had Mutual of Omaha's where they showed these African safaris where they put this poor guy out in the middle and he would be chased by things. And it was pretty dangerous. That's kind of the scene that's going on. As Cecil runs and starts yelling fire, Bigfoot turns and takes off after her. And he's swinging his axe, and he just offhandedly hits one of the trees and just cleaves it as he's going through and is bounding forward. So you see Cecil running, screaming fire, while this Bigfoot is going behind her. And you hear some of the people go, this must be the last battle. Everybody get ready. We got to get ready with everything. And you all are seeing this as they kind of form up in the center, getting ready to fight this Sasquatch.
I am going to wade straight in there with my umbrella. But I am going to say, like, rocks fall, everyone dies, the LARP is over. Get the F out of my woods.
You hear one of them goes, I hate GM Fiat. This sucks.
It's like, get out. Get so out.
Do a psychology or a persuade or a fast talk.
I want to intimidate them.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Go for it.
Do it. I want someone to illustrate Cecil screaming fire running away from a Sasquatch. Like, I need an illustration of this.
Really? So I got a 50 under my 57.
Cool. Did you mark it?
I have now. I am intimidating.
They're like, okay, fine, we'll go. Isn't that the last boss? And then they start to disperse. So let's go around and see what everyone's doing before we talk with Cecil. Bailey, what are you doing?
Well, immediately, I was thinking, do I capture this? I put my hand in my bag, and I realize the gun's still there.
Okay.
Now, part of me is like, probably a ranger should shoot this thing, but I guess no one is armed right now or doing anything yet. So my instinct is to shoot not at it, but like up in the air.
Okay.
Even though in real life, fucking awful. Do not do that. You'll still kill somebody. Yes.
You will totally. It happens in LA every goddamn year.
All the time. Yes. Yes.
That's why there's commercials about it.
Yes. But I'm hoping in this mystical world that
the bullet just keeps going.
it hits a tree spirit and the tree spirit's like, ow. But okay. Yeah. I just want to like try to scare it off because nothing else is going to be even remotely as close to powerful.
All right. So the second you shoot that gun, the intimidate worked. The gun like sealed the deal. Everybody just goes. It's just pandemonium as people are running to their Volkswagen Rabbits and trying to get out of there as quickly as possible. Sean, what are you doing?
Running towards... Did I see Bailey with the gun? I was trying to remember if we know that Bailey has a gun.
No, I don't think she... Did she tell you all? Did Bailey say... I can't remember.
I feel... Shit. I know I wrote it down if I did or not, but...
I don't think you did.
I don't think you did.
Yeah, no. I think then this is news to us.
Yeah, so this is all of a sudden a gunshot. Plus, you're all spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you'd be right next to her when she fires. Do a luck roll for me. Let's see how close you are to her.
All right. My luck is currently 35.
Oh, your luck is bad.
And that is... that's a 41, so no.
Okay, so you're not very close. You just hear a pop of a gun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to run towards... Can I see... Like, I guess I'm looking for my friends and trying to see where they are.
Right.
I guess I can see Mira and her black umbrella, so I'll run towards Mira and her black umbrella.
Okay. So you're heading over there as fast as possible. Mirabelle, what are you doing?
I'm going to guess that we're somewhere near the ranger station.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have trank guns in there?
They would. The amount of time that would take you to get to there, get a gun, fill it with the trank, get back.
True.
It would probably end up... you can do it. It's just the amount of people that are going to get hit before, you know, it's up to you.
To use the meat shield or not use the meat
shield. I mean, I think what I'm going to try and do is try and just get as many people out to their cars as possible while making my way to the ranger cabin so I can get that trank gun.
Okay. The other volunteers are coalescing around you all, and Nathan's like, holy shit, now you have a choice. I'll let you decide, Michelle. Do you want Nathan to run and get the trank gun, or do you want to run and get the trank gun?
I'll have Nathan run and get it, because he's probably going to have the keys to the gun cabinet anyway, so.
All right. He books it. Cecil. You're running. You're realizing at this point the absurdity of yelling fire.
Oh, yeah. I've stopped yelling fire at this point, figured. And I'm just, like, mumbling, screaming, like, I'm sorry I put you on the internet.
God. You hear the footsteps behind you, and you see a black umbrella in front of you, and Sean is there. You hear Bailey shoot a gun off to the side.
Who's shooting? I'm trying to help.
As you're getting close to them, this thing is going to swing its axe towards you.
Oh, no. And then I was cleaved in twain.
The axe swings, and it goes over the top of your head. And you can literally feel the wind of the blade pass by your head.
I already have a pixie cut. I don't need help.
So the rest of you, you see... Cecil running straight towards you, and this thing is bolting behind her, swinging this axe. And as it's getting closer, everybody give me a resolve check, except for Mac. You already did yours, so you don't need to make another one.
Thank God.
45 under my 64.
I got 50 under my 68.
Okay. 18 under my 66.
Yeah, 2 under my 68.
We're stoic.
Nice.
I'm super okay with all this.
You've seen Bigfoot before. You know ghosts are real, so maybe Cecil can come back.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So the second axe swing starts to come in right as you're about to get up to the circle. Okay, let me see if he hits. Oh, you're so lucky. Elijah comes out of nowhere and tackles you. The blade goes right over you, and all of you kind of snap out of it, realizing that most everybody else has gone and that you guys need to try to avoid this thing until the trank gun can show up. Elijah looks at you, Cecil, and goes, get up, we gotta go.
No shit. And I'm up and moving as quickly as I can be.
Where do the rest of you want to go now that you are face-to-face with naked axe-wielding Bigfoot?
First
is
thought...
Is there shelter?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of log cabins.
Yeah, running for shelter seems reasonable.
Can't he cleave straight through a log cabin, though?
A tree. But yeah. Yeah, he could probably get through.
Sure, but I mean, shelter just seems like the thing to do.
Here's Sasquatch.
No one wants to run to a car. No one wants to run to a car and just get out of the area. If no one's, because I can't do that on my own. I don't have a car because I can't fucking drive. So if no one's doing that, then I guess I'll bring my camera and my gun to the nearest log cabin.
You know what? I'm going to say that I am going to get, I don't want to die before I ever see Shannon again. So like, I'm going to the car. This is why I don't fucking go to the woods. Fuck the woods. Fuck LARP. And I should have stayed with the dead bodies at my dad's. So.
Okay, so Sean's heading towards the cabin. Mira is heading towards her car. Cecil, Elijah's helping you up. Which way do you want to go, car or cabin?
What's closer?
I'm going to say they're equally close because the parking lot's right next to the cabins.
I'm going to go parking lot just because it seems like those like cars would be harder for him to cleave in twain.
I mean, back then, cars were more made of metal, right?
Yeah. Maribel, where are you going?
Well, now I'm worried about Nathan, you know, so maybe running to intercept because he's probably on his way back.
Okay.
From the ranger cabin by now. So running to intercept so I can make sure that Nathan is okay.
All right, cool. Bailey, you see Mira jetting off towards the parking lot. What do you want to do?
I'm going to be like, yes, but also, why is not everyone going this way? I feel really split because obviously, again, splitting up, we've explicitly been told bad. There's a monster here, very bad. Am I going to leave my friends to the monster, knowing they're unarmed?
Well, do you want to try to convince Sean to go with you?
Yeah, maybe I could just be like, what are you doing? This way! We can't stay here!
Yeah, at this point, Sean, you know, she's holding a gun while she's using her hands to talk.
Yeah. Use your gun! Shoot him!
I have no actual skills! I can shoot the air! Oh my god, wait, let me look at my skill
He's
again.
He's 10 feet tall.
He's literally the broadside of a barn.
I feel like this is tempting fate, but like, definitely it's in my hand. Let me try. He's there, I guess. So that's firearms, handgun. Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Go ahead, roll.
I hope I don't kill any of you. Okay.
Yet more recent, but I am running to the car.
Okay. I got 23 over 20.
Oh.
You could use some luck.
Yes. I have tons of it. I have 70 luck.
Oh, yeah. Use 3 points.
Yes. Three. Oh, my God. 3 points. I want to shoot at his head. Because likely this thing can take a lot of body shots, and I have played Resident Evil.
Well, I'm going to say with a 23, you just randomly hit it.
Damn, okay.
And it turns towards you. You can tell you definitely hit it, and it kind of just looks at you for a moment and then starts to run towards the edge of the woods.
Ha-ha! What? I mean, Bailey can't believe what's happening. And I don't think she thought a 22 was going to actually do anything. So I'm like,
yeah, for some reason, the piercing shot of the bullet seemed to jar it for a second and it decided to flee.
What color is its blood?
You couldn't tell.
Damn. Okay.
But if you want to go to the edge of the woods and try to track it, you could.
Imagine going from running to the parking lot, waving a gun to like, let me go check that out.
Nope.
Damn.
All of
yeah.
you are basically hyperventilating right now as this thing disappears. Mm. And Nathan and Maribel come back to the parking lot with the trank gun, and the Sasquatch is gone. He's like, holy shit. Are you all right? Is everybody alive? Did we not lose anyone? What was that thing? Why did it have an axe? Who makes a 5 foot long axe?
No one knows. No one knows.
Why does it have an axe and no underwear? What? There are questions here that I don't know if I want the answer to.
Yes,
yeah, there are questions here, and we should try and find answers for them somewhere else.
Yes, let
us go. That's the best idea I've heard all day.
Indeed. Nathan, probably this park should be closed.
I think so. I mean, you know, to be clear, this is not the same park that you guys were at the last place.
But it's the same woods?
It's the same. Well, you got to remember, there's woods everywhere. It's you go very far away from Seattle, and there's lots of, like, terrain and woods. And
it's all woods. It's all woods everywhere.
You're surrounded by, like, four national parks. You have all these woods around you. You're in a totally different area.
Well, I learned a new word for Sasquatch, the Sukaloo.
Sukaloo.
I think that's a southern Sasquatch, but yeah, the Cherokee Devil and Sukaloo are like these regional terms. I'm like, whoa. Oh. All right, that one can mind control, just in case you want to use that.
Yeah. No, I think we have enough of that. So once this thing disappears, all of you are in the parking lot and Elijah has disappeared again.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, he can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, ghost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm really grateful for him right now. Really grateful.
Yes.
Oh, boy, howdy.
That was good.
I've never heard of a Sasquatch with an axe before.
Yeah.
He's stepping up his game.
Nathan says, okay, look, obviously we have a problem here. I mean, this is kind of like a Jaws scenario. It's summer and I'm trying to keep the tourists out of the water. I'm going to have to call some people. I don't even know what to say to them.
Bring bigger guns?
Yeah.
Bring elephant tranquilizer?
Yeah. And then double it, probably. Hmm.
I feel like we could just keep this between ourselves.
I don't know if we can. I don't think people are safe coming up here. And, you know, there are so many people who hike these woods. You saw what happened to that group of hikers?
Yeah, but I'm just
it
like...
It ate them.
It did. No, I remember that clearly, but I'm just like, what are we supposed to do here? Who are we supposed to call to take care of Sasquatch?
Well, look, I'm going to call some people and see if I can get some events taken off the schedule.
Sure.
No one's going to believe you, you know? No one's going to believe me. You have some footage, I think, right? No, you don't. You pulled out your gun.
I took out the gun instead of the camera.
Yeah, we didn't have any footage of that one. We have some footage of it from the other day.
Yeah.
That we released into the wild.
So to speak.
I know somebody who will believe us. Wouldn't Sasquatch hunters be all up for this? I mean, isn't there like a Sasquatch hunting society?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, we might want to update them that he's got an axe now, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and to bring tranquilizers if they want to catch him alive, you know, but it might not be a bad idea. A lot of those guys are probably good shots. They're all hunters, or a lot of them are.
There's that Sasquatch Society pub there where they all hang out. You could tell them.
Yeah, tell them. Tell some professionals somewhere, because...
Yeah, we're not prepared to hunt down a Sasquatch, but these guys are.
Yeah, exactly.
And they even have, like, big traps and everything like that. I know. I mean, I've grown up in the area.
Well, I think that's the best thing to do. I need to go call some people and shut down some parks, because I got to come up with a plausible thing.
Say it's a rabid bear.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll do it.
Multiple that will bears. Really do it. Yep.
A grizzly down from Canada or something.
Those dang Canadian grizzlies.
Eh?
They bite you and then say A.
They just drive over you with Zambonis. Oh,
it's some Russian bear that swam across to Alaska.
Yeah.
Where do you all want to go after this? Do you want to go to the Bigfoot bar, or do you want to go anywhere? What do you want to do?
I'd go Bigfoot bar because I also need a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the Bigfoot bar is probably on the way down the mountain anyway. I'm totally making that up, by the way.
Yeah, let's go to the Bigfoot bar.
You all head out to the Bigfoot bar. It's literally called the Bigfoot bar. And when you get there, you walk in, and it's got wood paneling. It is dark. There's a Michelob sign that is the brightest light. It's the North Star over the bar. But they all seem to be crowded around a computer at the end of the bar, watching a video, just totally focused on it, mesmerized by it, not even noticing that you walk in. And the woman behind the bar looks at you and says, "You're not part of this society. What are you walking in here for?"
"We've seen things."
What she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
Do you tell her the story?
Yeah. Just saw Bigfoot.
It's like, I shot it.
You shot it, and suddenly everybody turns around in like a wave of locusts. They're all around you. And they start asking a billion questions, you know, and you feed them the information, correct, right?
Were they watching our footage?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They
are. Yeah,
that's what I assume. We shot that.
It's like,
we shot that footage. Yes. That's us.
It's the best footage that's the best footage we've ever seen. I mean,
yeah, it's here.
It looks so real. I mean, it doesn't even turn around and look at us and walk on. It's amazing.
It is real. Saw it just now, live.
Today.
All right, well, come on, everybody. And they start to load up into their trucks and clear out of the bar.
And we tell them about the axe and everything just so that, you know.
Yeah, be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have lots of tranquilizers.
Tranquilizers. Sure.
Yeah.
Out the door.
I'd look at Bailey like, should we go with them? I mean, it does feel like...
Absolutely not. Nope.
I just want to say it would be a fine and a fitting conclusion to the footage we've gotten.
Oh my gosh, I'm just admiring your courage right now.
Now that there's people with guns, and there's a lot of them, I feel a little better, as opposed to just...
This is how we all die. Hunting accidents. Do you know how many bodies we process a year because of yahoos like that shooting their friends?
Yeah.
There is a fact. 5 out of 4 kings die by hunting accident. Just saying.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying there's a chance here.
How confident are we that these people are actually trained and not like the hobbyists we see so often?
Nah, you're pretty sure that these people are hardcore survivalist.
Yeah, okay.
They go out into the woods for like a week at a time searching for Bigfoot. And the fact that you all have found this footage and have now had a second, now for some reason it seems to be attacking more and more. It's an opportunity.
I come back over to the table with a round of shots.
Well, I'm definitely going to drink the shots.
Oh, no, these are all for me.
But I like the way you think, Cecil. I think we all could use a shot before we make any choices.
So, yeah, you take a shot. I just need to know which way. Are we going to the woods?
I mean, yeah, is anyone here going to the woods? Okay. I'm not going by myself.
I'm voting no, because I almost got a new haircut. Compliments of Sasquatch. I'm good with the whole woods situation.
Okay, one vote no.
I'm never going to the woods again, and I kind of want to burn all the woods down.
Two no.
I mean, I know that there's stuff in the forest, and I gotta see it. I gotta see if they catch it. I think I'm gonna go.
Okay, so you're gonna go. Sean's gonna go. Camera, Bailey.
Camera. Oh my god, because okay, no one said anything about which house, so Bailey's just making a decision. Yeah. On
yep, I haven't brought it up.
God, okay, well, I suppose if we are very certain that these guys aren't just going to accidentally shoot us instead of Bigfoot, then I would have loved to have gotten some footage today. Okay, I'll go. I'm staying towards the back, but I'll go.
Okay, right. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you all so much. We will see what hijinks we get in next week. Thank you so much for listening. Let's find out where all our wonderful people are. We will start with Michelle.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or Battle Bards.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, or you could find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/SaintSpider. And yeah.
Hi, y'all. You can find me on Twitter and the various socials at Jay Holtham. Check me out there. And you can also find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and at Happy Jack's Games.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. Like Jay, you can find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and occasionally on the Happy Jack's RPG.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 Sided Stories on Twitter and on Instagram. Our website is, it's all spelled out, one big long word, 12 Sided Stories. You can help the podcast in several different ways. You can give us a review. You can give us a shout out. Or you can join us on Patreon where you get a bunch of extra cool things. Or you can go over to Ko-fi and donate. Just so you know, the podcast for the Patreon and the Ko-fi, the goal means that we're going to do a one-shot for either one of those things that come up. So, you know, if you're interested in that, join us there. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.